don't want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you...
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First and Main, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers and residents in the Northeast demanding answers about the drone sightings this past month in the Northeast. Federal authorities say there is no risk to the public. ABC's Louis Martinez has more from the Pentagon.
What they are saying is that when they have analyzed their information from previous weeks, is that the sightings seem to coincide with flight plans for civilian aircraft. Now, are we talking about general aviation, small aircraft? Are we talking about larger aircraft? That remains unclear.
New details in the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO. The FBI's New York field office confirmed it passed along a tip by San Francisco authorities identifying Luigi Mangione to the New York Police Department 4 days before his arrest in Pennsylvania. Mangione had been living in San Francisco. His mother reported him missing several weeks before the shooting. Snow, ice, and bitter cold in the mix for millions of Americans from the Midwest to the Northeast this weekend. This is ABC News. A downward trend in obesity rates.
Obesity in the U.S. decreased slightly last year, according to a JAMA Health Forum study. Rates falling from 46% in 2022 to 45.6% in 2023. While experts credit weight loss medications like Ozempic for contributing to the decline, other factors such as improved diets and post-pandemic lifestyle changes may be at play. Women and older adults saw the most dramatic decreases, especially in regions with higher prescriptions of these drugs. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Comedian and late-night host Conan O'Brien remembering his parents who died 3 days apart from one another this month in Massachusetts. Dr. Thomas O'Brien died on December 9th at the age of 95. His wife, Ruth Reardon O'Brien, died on December 12th at the age of 92. Conan O'Brien said he credits his father for getting him interested in classic comedians like the Marx Brothers, Jack Benny, and Charlie Chaplin. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, did you know there are only 2 weekends left before the holiday, including this one? Not a lot of time, but lucky for you, Macy's is having a one-day sale right now. So your weekend should include a trip to Macy's, where you'll find great gift deals, like 20 to 50% off beauty and fragrance from Drybar, Lancome, and Shiseido. Plus, this is the only weekend to earn Macy's money. That's another great reason to shop Macy's one-day sale before, well, you're all out of weekends to shop. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa. Price so amazingly low.
Curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Get ready to take your corn yields to the max with MX Series Corn by Stein. These one-of-a-kind hybrids are derived from the latest, most superior corn genetics from one of the industry's largest corn breeding programs. MX Series Corn by Stein features short-stature plants with medium to high ear placement, enabling excellent performance in high population environments, ease of harvest, and strong standability. Learn more about our time-tested short-stature corn products at steinseed.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A winter weather advisory later tonight and tomorrow for a wintry mix of sleet, snow, and pockets of freezing rain. Temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight to a high in the mid-30s tomorrow. Slick roads with minor accumulations. Sunday, cloudy, high upper 30s. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. It's 14 degrees right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Record holiday travel numbers projected for Wisconsin. AAA says nearly 2.4 million Wisconsinites will travel 50 miles or more from home between December 21st and New Year's Day, breaking the previous all-time high set last year by over 76,000. A Milwaukee firefighter facing felony charges. 37-year-old firefighter Ty Dright Jackson and his brother, 33-year-old Tremel Dright, are charged with first-degree reckless injury. A criminal complaint alleges the brothers beat a man after accusing him of entering their home in Milwaukee uninvited on December 4th. The wife of the Wisconsin man who allegedly faked his death before traveling to Eastern Europe is filing for annulment of their marriage. Emily Borgwart filed for legal separation from Ryan Borgwart Thursday. Wisconsin Radio Network.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07. Reporting from the Milk Business Conference, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Anabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Three people were injured in an SUV versus train accident in Elk Mound. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, a southbound SUV traveling on 970th Street failed to yield the right-of-way from a stop sign at the railroad crossing, causing a collision with a train on the passenger side of the SUV. The driver of the SUV was med-flighted from the scene, while two juvenile passengers were taken by private vehicle to the hospital. That accident remains under investigation. Another phone scam alert for Pepin County residents. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, residents are receiving calls claiming to be coming from the Sheriff's Department regarding jury duty being missed, and the caller then demands money over the phone. This is a scam, as the Sheriff's Department will never call you to ask for payment for anything over the phone. Chippewa County says the area needs a psychiatric hospital now that Sacred Heart and St. Joseph closed. The Chippewa County Board passed a resolution asking either the state legislature or Congress to provide more money to treat people who need to spend the night or more than one night at a psychiatric facility. Right now, those people are usually taken to Winnebago County, and the county is billed for their stay. But Chippewa County Human Services Director Tim Asker says that's expensive and not always available. The resolution doesn't say just how much Chippewa County needs or just how many patients the county has seen. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative has talked about reopening St. Joe's this fall, but nothing has been decided. Eau Claire police say their latest meth bust took 10 pounds of drugs off the streets. City police, along with the West Central Drug Task Force, arrested three people who they say had a large drug shipment in Eau Claire. The meth had a street value of well over $360,000. All three are now looking at possible life sentences if convicted. Minnesota 2nd District Congresswoman Angie Craig is reportedly a strong contender to head the U.S. House Agriculture Committee. Democrats are scheduled to vote next week on the ranking member. Two others are in contention for the position, including incumbent Georgia Representative David Scott and California Democrat Jim Costa. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wednesday night, the Durand City Council came out in support of the Durand, Arkansas School District applying for a FEMA Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities grant to pursue building a new field house at Durand, Arkansas High School. The field house would be multi-purpose, with one use being a community storm shelter. Preliminary plans say it would be constructed near the library and cafeteria areas of the school. A rash of vehicle vandalism has been reported in Dunn County. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, several vehicles in the village of Downing had their tires slashed the evening of November 22nd into the early hours of November 23rd. The Sheriff's Department is asking for the public's help in identifying the suspect or suspects involved. H5N1 bird flu has been confirmed on a turkey farm in Barron County. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says there have been more cases of avian influenza in poultry nationwide.
In the past 30 days, USDA has confirmed 95 flocks with high path AI in 10 different states. So our information from Wisconsin will be added to the USDA website in the coming days once it's confirmed by the National Veterinary Services Laboratories.
The Barron County flock contains more than 13,000 birds. Wisconsin has not yet identified cases of the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle or other livestock. The city of Eau Claire is asking the state and federal governments for help with that city's homeless. The city council Tuesday passed a resolution asking for money and resources to deal with the growing number of homeless in the city. Council President Emily Berg says it feels like the number of homeless has jumped year after year, and she says the costs to care for them have certainly increased. Eau Claire is a hub for homeless people in other communities. Burge wants lawmakers to give the city the power to mandate affordable housing, which she hopes would get some people off the streets. She says Eau Claire doesn't have many tools in its tool belt and needs to look upstream for help. The Northwoods congressman is once again pressing for answers about plans to resettle refugees in the state. 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany fired off a letter this week to the Bureau of Refugee Programs for the Evers administration, asking about plans to send Afghan and Ukrainian refugees to Marathon County. Tiffany said, just like in the Eau Claire refugee case, there aren't a lot of answers about who these people are or just where they're coming from. Tiffany says he has no faith in the Biden administration's attempt to vet refugees. He says he hopes the Evers administration is doing a better job. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator is not going to be the ambassador to Mexico under President-elect Trump. A different Ron Johnson will be. The president-elect named Johnson, who is a former ambassador to El Salvador, to the Mexican ambassadorship in his second term. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson had to take to Twitter to say it's not him and explain there are a lot of Ron Johnsons in the country. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Hey there, Mondovi. This is Kendra Edwards. Great news for our community. Amplify Health by Gunderson is coming to town. Soon, you'll have top-notch family and children's medicine right at your doorstep. Whether it's a quick checkup or care for acute and chronic illnesses, we've got you covered. Stay tuned for the grand opening, and let's get ready to welcome Amplify Health to Mondovi.
The Minnesota Department of Transportation is accepting entries for its fifth annual Name a Snowplow contest. Entries will be accepted through noon, December 20th. The agency will sort through the entries and pick a group of finalists that will then be posted online. Eight winners will be selected through an online vote. More information on the contest is available on the MDOT website. Reporting from the Milk Business Conference, I'm Brian Winnikins for WRDN News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hamlin High on new hire, Herbst. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
It may be the off-season, but one place has you covered for all things short track racing, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. When racing returns, be sure to join us each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast, and you can watch or listen on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or your favorite podcast platform.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down, now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you gotta have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
Denny Hamlin wears two hats in the NASCAR Cup Series, star driver with Joe Gibbs Racing and team co-owner at 2311 Racing. Wearing his owner cap recently, the Virginia native commented on fresh acquisition Riley Herbst, set to pilot the organization's new third entry in the Premier Series starting next season.
I've been really high on Riley's growth. I think he's, you know, certainly matured. I can't say that I was hugely impressed with Riley his first year or two. Sometimes it just takes drivers a little bit longer. And when he took off, in my opinion, the last year has been wildly impressive to me. And it was enough for me to pull the trigger.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED. and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to Hims. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through Hims.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through Hims.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
Shortly after baseball's winter meetings ended this week, the Brewers sent reliever Devin Williams to the Yankees today for left-handed starter Nestor Cortez, infielder Caleb Durbin, and Cash. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Cortez coming off a 2024 season in which he went 9-10 with a 3.77 ERA and 31 appearances, 30 of those starts. It's expected he'll fit high into the Brewers starting rotation this coming season. Durbin spent the bulk of 2024 at AAA, hitting .287 with 10 homers and 60 RBIs. The Packers wrapped up their practice week today. They'll head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks on Sunday night. NCAA Women's Volleyball Regionals are underway. Marquette currently facing Penn State in regional action in Pennsylvania, while the Badgers will battle Texas A&M at 6 p.m. tonight in Lincoln. Hockey Badgers open a two-game weekend series. They're at Michigan against the Wolverines tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New coaches' polls are out for boys and girls hoops, plus football realignment news. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
New WisSports.net boys and girls basketball coaches polls came out on Tuesday afternoon. On the boys' side, DePere remains the number one team in Division I, while Wauwatosa West was a top-ranked Division II squad, but the Trojans fell to Germantown later on Tuesday. Milwaukee Academy of Science may be the best team in the state, regardless of division, and has played the toughest schedule so far, going a perfect 5-0. The Novas are tops in the D3 boys' rankings. Mineral Point sits atop the D4 poll, with Sheboygan Lutheran the number one team in Division V. In the girls' basketball coaches poll, Pewaukee is elevated to Division I this year after a run of success in D2, but the Pirates show no signs of slowing down, ranked first in the largest division. Wauwatosa East leads the way in Division II, with Laconia the top team in Division III. The Prairie School is number one in Division IV, with Assumption holding down the top spot in D5. The WIAA Realignment Task Force announced a proposed football-only plan that would begin in 2026. The majority of the 11-player football changes are in southern and especially southeast Wisconsin, including further strengthening of the Classic 8 and Greater Metro football conferences, as Franklin would move to the GMC and Oak Creek plus Sussex Hamilton into the Classic 8. Visit wisports.net for the full proposal. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says he uses a 2-pound diameter superline on his reel, and then he uses a 2-pound test fluorocarbon for a leader. He says if you incorporate this into your program, you're going to catch a lot of fish, but there's one thing that you have to consider, and I'll tell you what it is. But first,
sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. all at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says you can use a super line on your reel if you're fishing in a heated shelter outside in those frigid Arctic cold temperatures. That line will soak up the water and it'll get very stiff, and it's not real good for outside in the cold. But if you're in a shelter, it works great. But you have to use a very light leader, and in this case, he uses a 2-pound test fluorocarbon leader. It is invisible in the water, and it allows that lure to have good action. He says, but if you do this, you need to make sure that you're using the right rod, because that super line has no give, nor does the leader. So you have no stretch there at all, and that means that you have to incorporate a rod that has a lot of bend, is very soft, and allow some give, because that line just doesn't stretch. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A winter weather advisory later tonight and tomorrow for a wintry mix of sleet, snow, and pockets of freezing rain. Temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight to a high in the mid-30s tomorrow. Slick roads with minor accumulations. Sunday, cloudy, high upper 30s. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. It's 14 degrees right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Happy Friday, by the way. And it's Friday the 13th on top of it. Kind of set the tone for the crazy market trade we had today. We're going to talk about, for example, why the corn isn't trading where many think it should be at this point, especially when we had those Tuesday WASD numbers. But I think the craziness of it was this entire cash cattle market. Many expected to be high, but maybe not as high as it went. And how many folks were passing on bids even into early this morning. We're going to get all the details of this market trade as David Erickson joins us. He is with Ag Optimus. And that's where we got to start, is this cattle market. I mean, we knew when we saw those cash numbers coming in as early as they did, and looking steady to higher than the previous 2 weeks. But whoever thought we'd end up where we were today?
Yeah, it became a little bit of a bidding war between the packers. And, yeah, like you said, anytime in my experience when you start seeing bids that are steady to a touch better, you know, really early in the week, it generally bodes pretty well for the producer. Now, maybe, perhaps there's someone that might say that they've seen it trading nearly $5 higher with, you know, some 195, even up to 196 being traded in the north. But I think that those people were few and far between. I think a lot of people were expecting, you know, usually we go up in dollar or two increments. But it's very evident that, you know, the packer has kind of found themselves a little bit behind the eight ball here. And, you know, they were forced to kind of pay up for cash and, you know, just to get some cattle bought, which is a great thing for the producer. Now, on the flip side, when you look at what the boxes have done, you know, throughout the week, you know, they've kind of been drifting a little bit lower and they haven't had a lot of strength. So, you know, really simple math tells you that, you know, the packers selling, you know, they're selling the meat for a little bit less than what they were a week before, but they're paying more to get the you know, to get the cattle in. So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't take a PhD in economics to tell you that, you know, they're in some ways kind of cutting their own throat here for a little bit, and they're really squeezing their margins. Now, there's nothing saying that, you know, there's no rule written that, you know, anyone has to make money in this cattle industry. But, you know, what I always say is we kind of all need everyone, you know, meaning, you know, we need the producer needs the packer to buy the cattle. You know, the cow-calf guy needs the cattle feeder to buy the feeder cattle from the sale barn. And so it's all kind of an ecosystem. And there are times where, you know, different parts of that ecosystem see a little bit of red ink here and there. But usually it doesn't last for long. And, you know, the leverage tends to shift eventually somewhere down the road. Where that will be, I'm not 100% sure, but you know, right now I would say that the you know, the packer has kind of squeezed their margin a little bit. The producer is, you know, experiencing some good closeouts, and they made some good money, but you know, they're refilling with some, you know, what looks to be some overpriced feeders here for a minute. You know, so they might be next to take their turn to have their margin squeezed a little bit.
So as you look at what's been happening and the movement that's happening within this cattle complex, can this momentum continue through year's end, or are we going to see maybe a back off of a little bit?
Well, I would say that, I don't know. It depends on what day of the week you would ask me that question, Susan. But, you know, for now, I would say, given the way that we kind of closed up the week here, you know, and just taking a really simple look at the chart, it looks like we're going to kind of push up to those previous highs and test some highs from earlier in the year. So, I mean, it feels like the momentum is going to the upside. Now, yesterday, if you would ask me after, you know, we opened higher and we opened quite a bit higher and then reversed lower, you know, I would add a little bit of a different answer for you. But I would say that, you know, gun to my head right now, I would say that, you know, this momentum is going to carry throughout the end of the year. Now, as we get closer to the holidays, you know, probably starting next week and especially the week after and the week after that, you're going to see some lighter volume trade. You know, a lot of traders are going to take off for the holidays or, you know, take off for the end of the year. So, you know, you can see some goofy stuff that happens in those lower volume environments.
What about for the hog trade? They sure turned themselves around for a Friday.
Yeah, the hogs, I would say, are at a pretty big inflection point right now, as we talked about earlier on our livestock spot when we chatted. You know, it looked earlier in the week that, you know, the hogs were going to be kind of left dead in the water. And, you know, the funds have been carrying a really large long position in the hogs for quite some time. And we tripped below some pretty critical moving averages. But, you know, I would say after Monday, they felt a little bit buoyant. And, you know, they kind of kept retesting those lows that they would make from the previous day, but not go a lot higher or a lot lower. Now, today they bounced back up above their 20-day, or back right at their 20-day moving average. So I think they're at a pretty critical point. And, you know, we haven't seen the numbers out from the CFTC yet. But, and of course, those are a little bit delayed. Those will be as of Tuesday. But I think that we'll see a little bit of a reduction in the managed money position overall. And the question is, you know, and this goes for all livestock, you know, you're talking about between now and the end of the year, they've carried a pretty sizable position to the long side in all live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs. Are they going to want to take some money? Are they going to want to move some money to the sidelines here?
More is coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for.
Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we continue our conversation this afternoon with David Erickson with Ag Optimus. And we talked a lot about what was happening on the livestock side of the trade action and how that kind of all factored in for this week's trade. Wanted to ask before we switch over to what's going on in the grains, U.S.-Mexico, the border looks like they're moving forward. It looks like they've got some sound science agreements in place, but it still sounds like it's going to be a while before we start seeing those cattle move back across.
Yeah, it does sound like if depending on what report you read or listen to, you know, you kind of get a little bit of a conflicting signals. And, you know, it sounds like they are moving towards and kind of putting some protocols in place to open up the border between the United States and Mexico. But, you know, there was a report out earlier that the USDA or the federal government is, you know, they're putting quite a bit of money towards, you know, kind of making sure that we move forward in the right direction. Now, one thing that a lot of people are kind of wondering about, and this kind of goes for the livestock side as well as the grain side, is, you know, how is the new administration going to handle this? Obviously, we have one administration that is kind of on its way out, kind of making its curtain call, so to speak, and a new administration coming in. Purely speculation on my behalf, but I would think that the federal government and or the USDA, you know, wants to make sure that they get this border open, you know, prior to the new administration taking over, you know, because it's already been hinted at that, you know, perhaps President-elect isn't going to be as friendly to some of our trade partners. And, you know, maybe that's, you know, one thing that he will use as kind of leverage in his negotiations is keeping that closed, you know, because of the screw worm or, you know, what have you, and kind of keeping the feeder cattle out. So it'll be one thing to really pay attention to as we move forward before Inauguration Day.
All right, over to the livestock side, over to the grain side of everything that we're seeing. Tuesday's WASDE report, corn did not trade today like many had thought, but you had made a comment we should be doing a lot better, especially with the numbers we saw on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, I honestly think, and maybe I'm sitting alone on an island here, but I honestly think that corn should be probably 20 to maybe even 30 cents higher than where it's trading at today, given the numbers that we were presented on Tuesday. Obviously, they're a little dated, but, you know, I think that the corn numbers were extremely friendly. And, you know, I don't necessarily think that, you know, the most friendly part was the fact that they upped the bushels used for ethanol or up the export numbers. I think that the fact that the USDA made these adjustments and made these changes on the December report is probably the biggest shock. That's the biggest reduction that we've seen in the carryout number in a December report since 2013. A lot of times they just kind of keep things the same as November and really kind of focus in on the January report where we get the final crop numbers. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's almost like someone, you know, within that department wasn't quite sure if they were going to get a Christmas bonus this year, and they just wanted to make sure that they were proving their worth, and, you know, so they made some adjustments. But I do think that the adjustments were warranted, and I really believe if corn wasn't so empathetic to, you know, its surrounding grains like soybeans and wheat, that we would be trading quite a bit higher than where we are right now.
So as you look at the fact that we've only got a couple weeks till the end of the year, what's your thoughts, takeaways of what we should be doing, thinking marketing-wise as we head into 2025?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, we have had a decent little run up in the corn, on the corn side of things. So I think there has been some opportunities that have presented themselves. You know, with a 1.7 billion bushel carryout, you know, it's kind of right on that, you know, is it burdensome? Is it not burdensome? You know, and, you know, like we've talked about in numerous different conversations, under the new administration, it's really hard to know what our exports are going to look like. So perhaps that grows a little bit. You know, so I would be taking advantage of this a little bit on the corn side of things. On the soybean side of things, I really think that there's some opportunity to the upside. And I think that we've really increased our, crush capacity here in the United States. And, you know, I think that's going to be friendly down the road. But for now, it seems like the managed money wants to keep their thumb on the soybeans and, you know, on the soybeans and the soybean meal.
What is the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. They can reach me at 712-435-7402. Or you can follow me on Twitter, and or you can look us up on our website.
Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and the local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. See the full lineup of farm and construction auctions at steffesgroup.com. Big changes are on the horizon for Smithfield Foods, one of the largest pork producers in the world. Two announcements in the past week have shifted the company's trajectory, and I'll have the details when we come back. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. Smithfield Foods processes roughly 30 million hogs each year. It's widely regarded as the world's largest pork processor and hog producer, and the company made headlines in 2013 when it was acquired by the WH Group. At the time, this was the largest sale of a U.S. company to one based in China. Last Friday, shareholders of the WH Group, Smithfield's parent company still, voted overwhelmingly to approve a spinoff and U.S. listing for Smithfield Foods. The proposal passed with more than 99% of the votes in favor, paving the way for Smithfield to become a separately traded company on either the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ. Now, this vote signals a shift in Smithfield's business strategy. Industry analysts believe this move could allow the company to focus more on U.S. operations and streamline its focus as a consumer packaged goods company. The chairman of WH Group said, quote, "The spinoff is an opportunity to unlock value and bring Smithfield closer to its core markets." However, not everyone is sold on the idea. Critics point out the challenges of entering the U.S. public markets amid fluctuating hog prices and increasing regulatory scrutiny. One financial analyst noted, quote, "While this listing could offer Smithfield greater capital flexibility, it also exposes the company to increased volatility in the commodity markets." On the production side, Smithfield also announced a groundbreaking deal with Murphy Family Ventures that will reestablish the Murphy family as one of the largest independent pork producers in the U.S. Under this new agreement, Murphy Family Ventures will take ownership of 150,000 sows and the market hogs they produce, roughly 3.2 million hogs annually. This arrangement keeps Smithfield as a partner, providing feed and transportation services while allowing the Murphy family to operate independently once again. Del Murphy, CEO of Murphy Family Ventures, called the agreement a return to their roots, saying, quote, "We've enjoyed our relationship with Smithfield over the past 24 years and look forward to restoring our heritage as an independent producer." I'll have more details after this.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The pork industry in the United States continues to be a landscape of change, with Smithfield Foods now pushing toward an initial public offering of its U.S. business units while spinning off nearly 10% of their annual production to Murphy Family Ventures. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group. See what 80 years of auction experience can do for you at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A winter weather advisory later tonight and tomorrow for a wintry mix of sleet, snow, and pockets of freezing rain. Temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight to a high in the mid-30s tomorrow. Slick roads with minor accumulations. Sunday, cloudy, high upper 30s. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. It's 14 degrees right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It's Christmas time. I see the lines of people everywhere, trying to pick out the gifts that show how much they care. It makes me wish that I could see my friends on Christmas Day and fill my list with lots of gifts. But I can only say, here comes a Merry Christmas straight to you. I hope it cheers you up when you are down and feeling blue. Right or wrong, I'll sing my song and you will know just who sings a Merry straight to you. Mm-hmm. ways to share the days of Christmas with your friends. A Christmas card, a tree that starred, and gifts that make you grin. I'd like to share this song with everyone who came our way. Without a doubt, the fire's not out, it burns for you today. So here's a Merry Christmas straight to you. I hope it cheers you up when you are down and feeling blue. You've been so kind, you've crossed my mind, and nothing less will do. Here's a Merry Christmas straight to you. Here comes a Merry Christmas, and to all who might have missed us, a very Merry Christmas straight to you. Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be an old show lay low before I go out of my mind. But when she says, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, when she says, baby. Some nights to come home fighting mad, feel like running my fist through the wall. Is it even worth what I'm fighting for anymore? Feeling torn, all the hell with it all. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, everything gon' be alright. Just lay down by my side. Let me love you through this life. Yeah, she's a perfect shot of faith when every bit of mine is gone. Something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love to lean on. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, when she says, baby, yeah.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Call me much, but she loves this place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks, so I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both, just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive. Don't wanna leave till it's closing, so I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, the ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an amaryllis rain, just so
something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and the truth might give me every chance. A steel guitar will steal her heart if anything can. She only dances a cowboy song. Gotta find her.
Got to shake you up just to wake you up to make you love me. I shake the sugar tree till I feel your love falling all around me. You gotta tend to what you planted, and if you take my love for granted, baby, I'll shake the sugar tree. Another night and you're sleeping, I'm awake and I'm dreaming. Oh honey, about the way that it used to be. A little time's gone by. Now do you think that I'm content with a cooking and a pen of the rent? No, I wanna know if your love's all spent.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
gotta do to get a girl in this town. Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Well, ask anybody, I'm a pretty good guy, and it looks decent, wagon didn't pass me by. There ain't nothing in my past that I'm trying hard to hide, and I don't understand why, I gotta wonder why. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? I wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Shot. One will think I'm kind of cute and laugh at every joke I got. When I get to thinking maybe she's a thinking maybe not. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Super Walmart, so I bumped into a pretty girl shopping cart, but all I did was bring her eggs and bruise her artichoke hearts. What?